It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, September 19th, 2014. Today is the birthday of William Golding, the English novelist, poet, and playwright who is best known for his novel Lord of the Flies. Born in 1911 in his grandmother's house in Cornwall, he was brought up at Marlborough in Wiltshire, where his father taught science at the local grammar school. He enrolled at Oxford in 1930 and studied science for 2 years before turning to literature. He earned his degree in 1934 and published a volume of poems that same year. Golding married in 1939, and the following year he joined the Royal Navy. He served aboard a destroyer that helped sink the German battleship Bismarck and commanded a landing craft during the Normandy invasion on D-Day. After the war, he took up writing again and accumulated a steady stream of rejections, until at last in September 1953, he sent a much rebuffed manuscript to Faber and Faber in London, where it was championed by a new editor. It was published the following year as Lord of the Flies, and Golding's future literary success was assured. Adapted for film in 1963 and the stage in 1990, Golding's tale of a group of boys who revert to savagery to survive after being stranded on a tropical island has never been out of print since its first appearance 60 years ago. A string of other works followed, including plays, 4 books of nonfiction, and 16 novels. Frequently honored for his work, Golding was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1983, and according to the Oxford Dictionary of National Biography, it was an unexpected and even contentious choice. In 1988, he was knighted by Queen Elizabeth and made a Fellow of the Royal Society of Literature. In 2008, the London Times placed him third on their list of the 50 greatest British writers since 1945, just behind Philip Larkin and George Orwell, but ahead of J.R.R. Tolkien and C.S. Lewis. The official citation for his Nobel Prize praised how his novels depict the universality of myth and illuminate the human condition. All is not evil in the world of mankind, however, and all is not black in William Golding's imagined world. According to him, man has 2 characteristics. The ability to murder is one, belief in God the other. Innocence is not entirely lost. There is a striving away from evil. This striving often goes astray, but it is there nevertheless. His novels and stories are not only somber moralities and dark myths about evil, destructive forces. They are also colorful tales of adventure, with humor, biting irony, comedy, and drastic jesting. In his acceptance remarks, Golding urged those who have power over others to forsake cleverness and maneuvering in favor of common sense and a daring generosity. Give, 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 he implored. Untold generations will bless your name. In 1985, Golding and his wife returned to Cornwall, where he died of heart failure 8 years later, on June 19, 1993, at age 81. His simple gravestone implores, "Remember with love, it is the star to every wandering bark." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 19th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.